From the woods of Tennessee to motion picture screens across the globe, a phenomenon called Elvis had the world rockin' and rollin'. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Just read what's written.
Had the world rockin' and rollin' to a music as infectious as the tsetse fly. Look, these images don't belong together.
Cut. Okay, Rex. What we have here are a string of facts tied together through hack writing. Elvis loves his mother. Elvis loves his dog. Elvis loves his guitar.
But they don't follow.
Take it up with Elvis.
I can't. He's dead.
If you don't want to do this, Rex, we'll find someone else.
Well, no, it's not that I don't want to or that I don't need the money. It's just I can't figure out how to connect a bunch of facts.
Rex, you read what's written on the page. That's how you do it.
All right.
Okay, let's pick it up.
If Elvis had met George Bernard Shaw, would they have become best friends? At the time of his death, Elvis was collaborating with Samuel Beckett and Anne Margaret on a screenplay. Now, come on, this just isn't true.
Now, how do you know, Rex? Were you there?
No, but I know better
you
than...
You know nothing. You can't even read. You're fired.
Fired? I quit.
No, wait, you can't quit. This has to be done by five. Hey, we'll pay you double scale, triple scale.
Okay.
We'll bring in some food. You want some food?
Food,
okay, yeah.
Yes.
All right. Okay,
I'll do it with food.
Sit down here. Let's take it from the top.
Elvis, the most magnificent of actors, singers, writers. Elvis, the existentialist.